Oh, my goodness. Chapter 24, The Haunting Warning 2024. We all run companies. Oh, this is so important. This is so important. We all run companies. We all have problems. We all have challenges. Today, Trump is one. Be grateful. If you're not grateful, you just didn't understand what was at stake. The media has been nuts on the wrong side of the team. America truly is at stake. But so is good and evil, church and state. We pray for President Trump. What you're about to learn over the next few months will be hard to believe. Psalm 22:28, for royal power belongs to the Lord. He rules all the nations. All of us have that little voice. And this morning, it's rampant on this phone. I can hear it through the phone. Don't do that. Not a good idea. Better rethink. Especially when we've been praying about something and we want answers. Do I have the answer? I don't have the answer. Should I do this or that? Usually I have the answer and I couldn't hear it. Usually I have the answer and I couldn't hear it. What about that little voice that says, he doesn't know, she doesn't know, they don't get it. I don't think so. I don't believe it. I'm not doing it. I'm not. I don't care. I'm not that way. All that stuff. I think I know what to do, but I'm afraid to do it. Mute your phone if you're on the phone. Mute your phone. Check it out. Mute your phone. Don't be running around out there. Come on. We got stuff going on here. One thing I know for sure, I hope I always hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I hope you always hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, not something else. I know God doesn't tell me to do stupid things. So when I'm about to do something stupid, I really ask myself if I was listening to the voice of reason or the voice of treason. The devil's whispers are the voice of God. Remember the title here, Haunting Warning. Which one is it? You know, I have clients that crash and burn because they just don't want to believe the things that need to be done. Instead, they believe what they want to believe. Their way, my way, I did it my way. When that happens, there's very little that can be done. Sadly, what could have been will never be revealed. What could have been will never be revealed. You'll never know what could have been because you just couldn't set it down. Israel had that problem, and it was a problem, and they most certainly listened to the wrong voice. They did most certainly listen to the wrong voice. Matthew 23:37-39, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. How often do teachers feel like that? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you. How often do teachers feel like that? They bring the good news and get stoned for it. God says here, I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Won't do it, didn't do it, my daddy didn't do it, I ain't doing it, my grandpa didn't do it. Baloney, if your grandpa was here, he'd tell you to do it. Who wants to go through all that? Israel also never received the entire promise of the Holy Land. It was cut short for just this reason. They didn't listen. What could have been, none of us will never know. They never got all of the promised land. They blew everything up before that, disobeyed God, did everything their way, I did it my way. You need to be ready all the time. Get my ears up and ready to hear the correct way and to get myself out of the way. When it's my time to go, when I'm going to die, either the rapture takes me or just the end of my days. Do I really want to be fiddling around with one of the devil's shenanigans? Psalm 91:1. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. I've been given a lot, and so have you. Well, some of you are saying right now, well, I don't feel like I'm in trouble up to my eyeballs. Were you careful with it? When you had it, were you careful? Did you prioritize the Lord who had given it to you? I doubt it. I know I didn't. I was out there running and gunning. Had some great starts, right? But without God, it doesn't stick. Did you hear the warnings from him? Did you hear the warnings? All of us been in trouble past our eyeballs. Did you hear the warnings from him? Warnings, the direction of the Holy Spirit nudging you to do the right thing and quit doing what you were doing. Did you feel it? Yes, you did. If you're really honest with yourself, yes, you did. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I work with an atheist and he says, you know, I just prefer to live in a Christian country. I don't believe, you know, in the Bible. I don't believe in God. But I do prefer to live in a Christian country. I'm going to be working on him for a while. Look, Romans 8:28, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. All the good and all the bad. What is a warning? What is a warning? Stay in the blessing. Beware of traps. That is a warning. God says, stay here. Stay the course. Stop thinking you got a good idea. Stop fighting everything. Stop fighting everybody. Stop being resistant, upset. Beware of the traps. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. I'm talking to you right now. And you are this right now. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Oh my God, is it you? This is you. Let's talk about the enemy's ways. Hauntings. Woo! Whispers, ego, fear. I know better. And I still choose not to listen. I know better. Hauntings, whispers, ego, fear. Romans 1:19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Without excuse. You know better. You know better. The haunting warning. It is my lesson. The difference between God speaking and Satan. The devil will promise that which cannot be promised and offer what cannot be given. And each one of us has bought into that. A promise that cannot be promised and offers what cannot be given. Genesis 3, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. Right there. There, for all to read over and over, the first haunting. She listened. She listened. Eve, she listened. Don't entertain the thought. Don't entertain the listen. To a haunting. Instead, eyes to see, ears to hear, God's warning. Clear. Perhaps not loud, but clear. I'm going to tell you a little story about the prophet Elijah. Had a bad day. Ran into a cave. He was upset. He had a bad day. It was a very successful day. But by the time we all have very successful days, but we're so exhausted, we feel like we failed. And it was a very successful day. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, I know I'll forget this. Sorry. Reggie, the Critical Prophet Report is just me and you and Julie. That's it. Just me, you, and Julie. And Chris, this is you. 1 Kings 19:12. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord.
What's that?
He'd had a rough time. He had himself. He was hidden in a cave. He was tired, exhausted. And he said, go out and stand on the mountain. before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Get that. Let it sink in. What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here? God asked that to me and to all of us. What are you doing here, Pat? Like, what are you doing? Why are you here? I didn't command this. Who did? Psalm 46:10, he says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Do you know how we get there? We get depressed. We get sad. And then we get stubborn and petty and stupid. And God says, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here?" This is his warning. Stay in the grace of his warning and outside of the hauntings. You better do it this way. You better not. You didn't. Which will surely come without God. If you're not praying, reading the word, if you're not in it. But people say all the time, I was praying, I did it. God told me to do this. And suddenly it's God's fault. Right? But I prayed about it. It didn't work out. I can't believe it. God. Like it was God's fault. What voice are we listening to? Luke 21, stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, wow. That sounds way better than, what? That wasn't God? But I thought I was right. But I'm sorry, but I hear it. You look, I can be sorry, and God says he'll forgive me. But dudes, we missed the train, the window, the opportunity. We snatched failure from success. I'm reminded of right and wrong everywhere in my life. His warning. Everywhere. My children tell me something, family, a Bible study, a Sunday teaching, an article that happened to be in the doctor's waiting room table. God's voice will get to me. He will talk to me. I gotta pay attention. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Kids, the devil gets between you and your friends, you and your teachers, you and your spouse, you and your family. You and wisdom. Praying at all times for discernment in the Holy Spirit so that I have eyes to see and ears to hear. Matthew 13:16, but blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. The devil whispers hauntings that tempt you out of that. Distractions, destroys, interrupts, hurting all those around you. But you are a believer, a follower of Christ. Your path will be strong and difficult and solid, but you got to do it. C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite writers, says, I quote, "I didn't go to religion to make me happy. I always knew a bottle of port would do that. If you want a religion to make you feel really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity. Because free will, though it makes evil possible, is also the only thing that makes possible any love or goodness or joy worth having." Awesome. That guy was appointed and anointed, wasn't he? A warning is from God. Clear is his voice. He does not whisper or badger. Pray for discernment and the Lord's good perspective. perspective. I'll say what that is in a second. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Dig that. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. That's you. Neither shall anyone snatch you out of his hands. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I, my Father, are one. Dig that. Don't you want to be there instead of, I did it my way. I'm going to be where I want to be. Arms of God or what I want to do? I want to do what I want to do. What are we, nuts? The measure of me is how fast I get off of it. How fast I get off of it. How fast I get off of my stubborn initiative, my incorrect assessments, and the silliness of my view of what God wants for me. Basically, my stupid, limited perceptions, judgments, and petty assertions. Let me say that paragraph again. The measure of me is how fast I get off of it. How fast I get off my stubborn initiatives, incorrect assessments, the silliness of my view, and what God wants for me, based on me. Basically, my stupid, limited perceptions, judgments, and petty assertions of them. Opportunity is won and lost every day based in truth or lies. Truth or lies. Half of the truth is no truth at all. And God calls us to examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5 and in Lamentations 3:40. Do we do it? Yeah, we do it. And then we say, yeah, but I think I'm right. Hauntings and warnings. Very important. 2 Samuel 22. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. This all sounds a lot better, but am I thinking about that when the haunting is at me? Yeah, you better know, Pat. You know, Pat, you could do it this way. You know, Pat, this over here. Oh, look at the shiny object on the desk. Look at this. You know, this guy's smarter than that guy. You know the guy you're listening to? I know a guy that's even, yeah. And a shortcut. You know, if you just push this button, everything's a... Mute your phone. Come on. Check, mute your phone. Sounds like you're shutting the door to a truck. Ultimately, the Lord does not want me or you to suffer. However, he will discipline me for my own good and keep me safe. If instead I feel that I am right and do not listen to the voice of reason, treason against yourself prevails. Did you hear that? I've been watching this for years. I've seen it in the mirror. If I don't listen to the voice of reason, treason against me prevails. And by God, we'll go down that path whistling Dixie. La-da-da, I'm empowered by myself, walking down the road to destruction. Whistling Dixie, man. 2 Peter 3:17, you therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How many of us say, I just don't have time to read the book, to go to church, to pray? I don't have time. I'm so busy with the blessings that God gave me, I don't have time to talk to him. Is that what we say? No, we don't even go that far. We just don't do it. A haunting is insidious. You don't have time to do that. You got to get on with business, man. It's important stuff. This is for sissies. This is for weak people. Yes! Me, you, chapter 24 is between perspective and perception. Perspective and perception. Perspective is truth. Perception could be anything. Perception is what I make up in my head. Perspective is what is really there. Is it easy? Like any test, get this. It's hard when you're prepared. It's hard when you're prepared. It's impossible when you're not. Study, prepare, slow down, and spend time with God. Well, you can, before the arrows fly. The arrows fly. What arrows? The ones that are pointed at you. Unprepared is unfortunate, especially when you had opportunity to be prepared and you did it my way. I don't have time for that. Psalm 73:21. Thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Yes, dig that. Is it easy like any test? It's hard when you're prepared. It's impossible when you're not. Study, prepare, slow down, and spend time with God while you can before the arrows fly. What arrows? The ones that are pointed at you. Unprepared is unfortunate, especially when you had the opportunity to be prepared. Thus my heart was grieved, Psalm 73, and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before you. Yes, I read it again because it is you and me. He knows when I'm hurting. He knows when you're hurting. He knows when I'm deaf and I can't listen to what's good for me. Sadly, he'll let me go through it. But he will be with me. This God loves us. Psalm 73. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me to glory. Psalm 7, I am continually with you. And I am a what? A doofus. How many things do we have to remember? Days and moments when against his judgment, I made mistakes. I didn't listen. I didn't listen to the warning. But he still stood in the gap for me. Oh my God, so many times. Stood in the gap for me when clearly I was an idiot. Psalm 91:14. Because he has loved me, I will save him. Because he has loved me. That's God talking to his angels about you. Because he has loved me, I will save him. I will set him securely on high. Because he has known my name, he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. A haunting is the devil telling you how to fail. A warning is God telling you how to win.
Let me say it again, brothers and sisters.
A haunting is the devil telling you how to fail. A warning is God telling you how to win. Chapter 24, The Haunting Warning, 2024. If there are no questions, the teacher will be quiet during the test. However, the teacher, my God in heaven, will be watching and cheering for all of us quietly. You may not think the teacher is there. You may not think God is there. But during the test, the teacher is quiet. Pick up your pencils and begin the test. The clock is ticking. And if it helps, this is how I remember the difference between a haunting and a warning. One, I don't want to do. And the other one is intoxicating.